We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch to discuss the subject that we've been discussing, striking and Rebbeim striking. Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat, Egros Moshe in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey Simen Nun Tes. Apparently, he's writing a tshuva to the president of Yeshiva, where this president of this yeshiva writes to Rav Moshe that he received a telegram from the staff of the yeshiva, from the Rebbeim, where the Rebbeim notified the administration that if they won't be given the demands that they have, they will not come to teach the Talmidim Monday morning. So Rav Moshe's first reaction is that he's shocked at the attitude of these Rebbeim, how they take the issue of Bithul Torah to hundreds of Talmidim so lightly. He says, specifically, apparently the board of directors of that yeshiva had already agreed to increase the salaries of the Rebbeim. And if that's the case, he says, how could they not come to teach the Talmidim? He says, again, the Svara that we quoted in our previous year, that the entire heter for a Rebbe to get paid is only Schar B'Teila. And here, if they're not going to work, they're not doing anything anyway, so they're not entitled to even Schar B'Teila. And even if you'll say that there may be another heter, that they're allowed to get paid because they need what to live, he says, that's only a small portion of the salary. Moreover, Rav Moshe says an interesting svara. He says, Schar B'Teila is connected to another job. That means, what is Pshat in Schar B'Teila? Pshat in Schar B'Teila, Rav Moshe says, is that in that time I could have been doing something else and get paid whatever salary for that other position. And therefore, I'm entitled to Schar B'Teila when I take this position. He says, the Rebbeim who are striking aren't getting on the spot other higher paying positions. And therefore, they're not entitled to any raise. Schar B'Teila doesn't give them that raise. And therefore, even if they can't even have a right to ask for more money. So certainly if they were promised the money, the halacha is they have no right to strike. On the other hand, says Rav Moshe, if the administration of the yeshiva is not sensitive to the needs of the Rebbeim, whether it is in the way they're getting paid, in the amount they're getting paid, and the only way to get their attention is by going on strike, then perhaps striking would be permitted. Again, using the concept that he used in the tshuva that we quoted in our previous year of Eis Lasis Lashem Hafer Teresecha. And he says you can't have a Rebbe be successful with his Talmidim when he has this pressure that he's not making a living. But Rav Moshe says, this is not a decision that can be made lightly, and this is not a decision that the Rebbeim themselves can make for themselves. You have to get an outsider, outside Rav, to make that decision. And therefore, in a situation where the board of directors has agreed to their demands, but just going to take them time to make the to recognize and realize that requirement. Ramosha says, we know how difficult it is to raise money. They have no right to go sweat. Ramosha has a tshuva on the subject as well. And Shaul's tshuva is Igros Moshe, Yerideya Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. There, the question is a drop different. There, the question that Ramosha is discussing is where Rabbeim are not taking their jobs as seriously as they should, and they aren't showing up to teach in the proper time, right on time, punctually, with the argument that they're not getting paid properly, they're not getting paid that well, that they should have to take their job so seriously and have to come on time. So Ramosha says, this argument is a foolish argument. Number one, as we said, the entire heter for Rebbe to get paid is only schar b'teila. And schar b'teila means that he could have been doing something else in this time. The Rebbe who's coming to the yeshiva late is not doing anything else in this time. So for that time, he's not entitled to schar b'teila anyway. So he has to come to teach, and he has to come to teach for free. Moreover, Ramosha takes another point. He says, the bittles man, the time that's wasted by the Rebbe not coming to yeshiva in a unpunctual, so the way I understand what Ramosha is saying, he says there's two issues with that. One issue is just the time that's lost, the time that they could have been learning at that time, and now that time is lost because they're not learning. But I think Ramosha also is trying to say that it also teaches the children that time isn't that important, and that if class is supposed to start at a certain time, it could start later as well, which is a terrible lesson to children. On the other hand, says Ramosha, since in many yeshivas, apparently, it's become quite common, says Ramosha, for Rabbeim to come late, unfortunately. So the Rebbe who does come late cannot be let go for coming late. But Ramosha says the following words: Avakol Moira Ashuvade Yerushimayim. Any teacher who's a Yerushimayim, Tzoruch Lachosh Lenafshei. He has to be extremely concerned. Shloyasim Lech Hashem Remeich Afshe Shalom. The work of a Rebbe is the work of Avodas Hakodesh. And he has to be careful to do this job honestly. V'tzarech lizor, and therefore he has to be very careful, shlo l'sach klum, never to come late, imloy b'oynes gomer, unless it's an oynes gomer, b'oyfin shrachmana papri, in a case where the Torah says he's excused. The fact that he's not getting paid on time is not a valid excuse. And Ramosha goes on to say that even a worker who's not a Rebbe, certainly we're learning here the sensitivity and the seriousness involved when we're speaking about a Rebbe. But Ramosha says even the worker who's not a Rebbe has no right to work on such a basis where he doesn't do his job with 100%, even if he's not getting paid properly. And he says, from whom do we learn this? He says, we learn this from Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu, even though he worked for Lavan, who who was certainly probably one of the most dishonest people we find, still Yaakov Avinu acted and worked with Lavan in the most honest way. Rav Moshe has another tshuva about this subject. And Shaios HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Yoredei Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Dalet. And Rav Moshe here again says that sometimes maybe Rebbeim striking may be permitted, but Rav Moshe says one has to be very, very careful and deliberate in making this decision. It's certainly, Rav Moshe says, not a decision one can make for himself. Apparently, the question that Rav Moshe is discussing was with Rebbeim were owed quite a bit of salary, and the Rebbeim received, they were owed three checks. This is the way it seems that the issue that Rav Moshe is discussing is they were owed three checks. Two of the checks they already received. The third one they did not yet receive. And Rav Moshe seems to take the approach that under such circumstances, the Rebbeim don't have the right to strike. But Rav Moshe ends this tshuva. Umiftachani, I have to be also confident. Shabalabatim atomchim yeshiva, the people who support the yeshiva, yakiru gamkin l'shalom haschiris, should recognize to pay the Rebbeim, but oifin nor v'toiv, in a very proper, nice way. V'yishra shalom yeshiva, and there should always be peace amongst, between the administration of the yeshiva and the Rebbeim of the yeshiva. Sha'ach ba'oifin zeh, only in this way, yesh l'kavis, can we hope she yeshiva tatzlich l'hag l'toyr l'adira. Only in such a way can the yeshiva be successful. In our first shiur of this series, we started, when we spoke about the issue of striking, so there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yechav HaDa'as from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, Chelek Dalet Simen Memches, where Rav Avadya Yosef discusses the issue and he says that unionizing and striking is permitted. But he says that doesn't apply to Rebbeim. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, B'ram Zocha Oysa Ish L'toiv. The following individual has to be remembered and recognized. V'Yishua Ben Gamal Shemoy. Shemoy Hu Nishtaka Torah Misrov. Not for him, Torah would have forgotten. Shvetchila Misha Yesh Le'av Melamde Torah. Somebody had a father, would teach him Torah. Misha Ein Le'av Le'olam Torah. If somebody never didn't have a father, didn't learn Torah. Shenema V'lamaratem Oysa Mespenecha L'dababam. He was the first to establish yeshivas in Yerushalayim, as the pasuk says, "Shnei mekimitzin toitzei Torah or Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim." Continues the Gemara. However, Avdayin, Mishyeshli Av Hayimaloi So Yerushalayim or Malamdei Torah. Somebody who had a father would take him to Yerushalayim and teach him Torah. Mishen Loi Av Loi 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 Loi. But somebody who didn't have a father would still never learn Torah. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Meshivin melamdei tenoikus b'chol medina medina u'b'chol plak u'plach b'chol ir v'ir v'chol ir she'ein bay tenoikus shebeis Rambam. Any community that doesn't have a yeshiva, machrim mes anche ir, atche meshiva melamde tenoikus. Sheena oilem meskayim, ela behevel piim shal tenoikus shabes rabbam. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says as well in Yerideyah Simen Reish Mem Hesiv Zayin. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuft Yotes Amid Beis teaches us. Amr of Hamnuna, Lechov Yerushalayim, El Shabitl by Tanaki Shabbos Rabbim. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't teach Torah. Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Ein oil miskayim. El b'shvil hevel tinoikish beis rabim. Shu hevel shem b'chait. Ve'im avatim tinoikish beis rabim afil b'nyan beis amigdash. So here we see how seriously they took teaching Talmidim. The world stands on the Torah of these Talmidim. We're not even going to stop teaching Talmidim for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, says Rav Avadya Yosef, a Rebbe has no right to strike. Particularly, he says, we know what happens if there's a strike and the Rebbeim won't teach. Then it'll even be harder to get the Talmidim back to learn. As we know, the Pasuk says, Im tazveni yoyim yomayim azveka. That if you learn to waste time from learning Torah, therefore, you'll even get more distance from learning. And moreover, he says, what will the children do when they're not learning? So then Rabbi Avadya Yosef takes the following question. He says, but why are the Rabbeim, here we're putting such a big responsibility on the Rabbeim, and we're saying that they have no right to strike, because if they strike, it's going to adversely affect the Talmidim. So he takes the question, why are the Rabbeim more responsible than anyone else for the time that they're losing? It's the father's obligation. So he quotes a Rambam. This is the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, where the Rambam says, "Kshem shechayiv adam lamed es benoy Torah." Just like a father has to teach his son Torah, kachayiv lamed es ben benoy. So too goes to grandchildren. Shnei vadat uvanecho uvnei vanecho. Continues the Rambam. V'loi benoi uben benoi bilvad. Not only your children and your grandchildren. Al mitzvah kol chocha v'chocha miYisrael. There's an obligation on anybody who has the ability. L'lamed es kol ha-talmidim Torah. To teach all talmidim Torah. Af al pi she'enem banav, even if they're not his children. Shinema vishinantum of anecho, vimnea shmu alumdu, benecho elo talmidecho. This includes the talmidim. Shall talmidim kruim bomim, shinem vietz bnei and nevim. And this is what is the halach in Shulchan Aruch Yerudei Simon Reish Mem Hei Sif Gimel. And therefore, he says that yes, there is an obligation on Rabbeim, which is separate and apart from the obligation of parents. And even if the parent does have an obligation, that doesn't take away the obligation of the Rebbe. And therefore the Rebbe has to teach the Talmidim Torah independently. His obligation is independent of the obligation of the parent, and therefore he can't abuse that obligation by going on strike. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shas Tshuvas Mincha Shloima, Chelek Aleph Simon Pei Zayin, also discusses the issue of Rabbeim going on strike, and also takes the position that Rabbeim may not go on strike. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas Van Hoggis, for Moshe Sternberg Shlita, and Chelek Beis, Simon Tov Samach Aleph, where Rabbeim ask him, are they allowed to go to strike? And he quotes, as we started, the Ramah, and Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Shinlam Gimel, Sif Katan Hay, that a Rabbeim not coming to work, Rabbeim not coming to work is considered a davar ovid. And even though we learn here in the Masechta, the halachas of Dover Harvard, that we learned that a worker is allowed to leave his job in the middle of the day. But equally, we learned that that halakha doesn't apply to when it's a situation of Dover Ovid. And a Rebbe not coming to teach his Talmidim is considered Dover Ovid. But, he says, certainly Rebbeim should get paid, he says, Rebbeim should get paid well. And even, he says, if it's in the middle of a school year and there was already an agreement with the yeshiva, there was already an agreement with the Talmidim, with the yeshiva, to get paid a certain salary, the yeshiva, if that's not enough of a salary, should give an increase to the Rabbeim. And if there's a dispute between the yeshiva and the Rabbeim, the halacha is they should go to a din Torah. And he says, the only way that we should settle this, ubezeh hatzloch betucha. And he continues and he says, this is the only way I can guarantee success, is if they settle it, not with going in a strike. I also saw that this halacha applies, I also saw that this halacha doesn't only play to Rebbeim, but it also applies to doctors and nurses and any job where it's for the welfare of the community.